Were you poised to act in some way in the battlefield in coordination with U.S. strikes had they happened?
Yes, when Mr. President Obama talked about the strikes, we did a meeting with the commander of the fronts. We told them to be ready to have control or to control the locations that will be targeted. We are ready, our forces are ready, our fighters are ready, and we were and still waiting for these strikes, and we hope that these strikes will be done in a short time, because really the Russian initiative is just a lie, and the Russian administration, especially President Putin and Sergei Lavrov, are playing games. They know that the regime in Damascus is a criminal regime. He is killing his own people. He is using Scud missiles, chemical materials, the Air Force to destroy everything.
What has happened to morale among your troops now that they know the strikes are not coming, at least not soon?
Yes, now it is very difficult. On the ground, it is very difficult. And yesterday, I had a meeting with my commanders of the five fronts, and we discussed the situation after the Russian initiative. Our people are very frustrated, and they think that our friends will leave us alone. And they told me yesterday, we can't understand why the Russians and the Iranian are supporting the regime so clearly, and our friends are delaying and hesitating. We don't know. I told them, let us wait. We respect the decision of the president, and we know how decisions are taken in the democratic countries. Let us wait, and we hope that our friends at the end of the day will be with us and will help us.
General, what kinds of weapons, if any, have you received from the United States up to this point?
Yes, we receive support from our American friends, and what we receive really is humanitarian aid, food, and medical materials. We received bulletproof jackets. We received some types of light vehicles and ambulances, night vision goggles, communication equipment, computers, and satellite internet equipment. Lethal materials, we didn't receive any kind of lethal materials from our American friends.
Even up to today, you have received nothing, you're saying.
Yes. No military support, no direct military support.
Because here I'm looking at the Washington Post from earlier this week, September 11, saying the
Yes.
CIA has begun delivering weapons to rebels in Syria, ending months of delay. You're telling me that if any weapons are getting to any rebels, they're not getting to you. Is that correct?
No, that is correct. We didn't receive any weapons from our American friends.
Because Americans have been under the impression that the policy was to deliver weapons to the rebels at this point. Why is that not happening?
We were waiting and still waiting to receive weapons and ammunition, and we told our friends in the United States, we hope that you will support us. We are in most need for anti-tank missiles, anti-aircraft missiles. They told us that it is very difficult to support us with anti-aircraft missiles. But we discussed with them the military support. They say that they will go back with these ideas to Washington and discuss that with the administration, and then we will get an answer. We are in contact with our friends, American friends here, but till now, honestly and frankly, there is no military support.
General Salim Idris of the Free Syrian Army. General, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.